This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mayday, mayday.
Yes?
I just found out I'm a PLT.
Bye.
Welcome to Poor Little Thing, the podcast, also known as
PLT,
the podcast where we share and discuss stories involving life's poor little things. Like that time you were using your Peloton and you thought that you looked so friggin' hot, frickin' hot almost,
okay.
Moving up and down, sweating, killing it on the bike, and your friend who lives down the street happened to catch you in your window on your bike, filmed you, and then sent it to you. And you resembled an 80-year-old version of the hunchback from Notre Dame attempting to finish a triathlon with zero preemptive training. Hi!
That was so elaborate.
Well, my name is Amy Goodmurphy, and with me, as always, is a former popular children's entertainer, Ryan Steele.
Yes, former because I got canceled.
I know. Yes. So tell me, like, you were a former... This is the thing, I didn't know this about you, but I was doing some Googling, because you know I like to Google, and I Googled you, and this, I was digging and digging and digging. I kind of got down a hole, and I saw all these headlines, former child entertainer, canceled, 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 big scandal, huge thing happened, and I didn't, out of privacy for you, I wanted to ask you right now, right here on the pod, what happened?
I was a children's entertainer, and my name was Big Larry.
Yeah.
And I would wear these, not like heels, but like platform boots, kind of, and they would give me about 12 more inches, so I was like almost 7 feet tall, and I'd walk in and I'd always smash through the door like the Kool-Aid guy.
Yes.
I would set up this big piece of paper like over the door, and then the teachers would be like, sit down, Big Larry's coming, and then I'd knock on the other side and they'd go, come in, Big Larry, and then whoosh, I'd smash through the paper.
Yes.
I'd make the school pay for that every time.
Okay.
Like, yeah, not my paper.
No.
That was in my contract. And then I'd come in and I'd be like, ah, and then the kids would be, ah, and I'd be, just kidding, I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
Sit down, everybody, sit down, kids. Hey, Leroy. Hey, Donna. Sit down, kids.
How do you know the kids' names?
Before, I'd go to every school. I'd get them to give me photos and their names. And the night before, I would just drink like a bottle of wine and memorize their names.
Yeah,
I've always been really good memorizing.
Yeah.
And I'd come in and I'd be like, I'm Big Larry. And I'm here to teach you guys about the right things and the wrong things in life. And they'd be like, oh, okay. And I'd be like, right things, listen to your parents and love one another.
Yeah.
And they'd go, okay. And then and I go, bad things, drugs, pre-sex marriage. And then I would sing my signature song. Big Larry's here to teach my kids. Big Larry's here to shape your brains. Big Larry's here when the sun is out. And Big Larry's here even when it rains.
Okay, so why
were you... Big Larry, Larry. Big Larry, Larry. And that was it.
But so why were you canceled, though?
Oh, so here's what happened. So this was my 20s, and I've talked about it. I used to, you know, enjoy party favors in my 20s, as a lot of, you know, young gay men do. I was just going through my time, but here's my thing. I didn't know where to stop sometimes. So there was this one school out in Port Coquitlam. I showed up. I've been up for 3 days in a row. It's a Monday morning.
Yeah.
I've been going since Friday night. I look fucked. And when I smashed through the paper thing, I smashed through it so hard I just fell to the ground and I was like salivating.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm Big Larry. And I don't know what happened, but I changed my whole act. And I just like, I did a big, huge bump of coke in front of all the kids, and the parents tried to come at me, and I like punched them in the face, and I punched all the teachers,
okay,
and then I lit the school on fire.
I did read on one of the headlines like quickly, because I was like, should I read this? Yeah. It was like, former child performer rips a rail off 8-year-old's forehead.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I don't know. I hadn't slept in days.
Wow.
And I've never done drugs since.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, how you do? Well, then we went on to talk about Peloton.
Yes. So okay, who was videotaping you from?
Clay.
My friend Clay?
Yes, my friend Clay.
He can see into your apartment?
So we're on a back alley, and he lives down the street, and he was walking his cutie little dog, and our bike is up against the window because it's the only place it kind of fits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of nice to be able to open the window to get some fresh air when you're sweating up a storm, baby.
Well, I get it.
You know what I'm saying? When Jess King, my crush, who will not get back to me on social media, she will not acknowledge, she will not double tap, she does not read.
Oh.
She deletes, declines, and blocks. And so anyways, when I'm, you know, sweating to her, I was really giving it. And I like to dance because Jess says, come on, bitch, get your dance on, bitch.
That's right, bitch.
And sometimes she goes, stand up. And then you just stand up and she goes, now touch yourself.
Oh.
And then she touches her face down to her, down her, you know, tits and shit. Well, like down her chest, like the side, and then down her legs. And she's like, come on, feel yourself. That's right. And so I'm dancing. I'm feeling myself at the window.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
She sounds like Big Larry a little bit.
She does sound sensual. She sounds as sensual as Big Larry.
Yeah, yeah.
But she didn't need the cocaine. So anyways, you'd think she was on cocaine though, because she really goes.
Really?
But I enjoy it. And so I didn't know anyone was watching me or filming me.
That's not cool.
In this day and age, you could be filmed at any given time.
Yeah, that's a privacy problem.
That's a double P.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going up and down, bobbing, but I felt hot.
Okay.
I felt hot.
You were in the zone.
All of a sudden, I get off the bike. I get a video sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
And who do I see? The hunchback of Notre fucking Dame, sweating her ass off. My body is in a very weird position. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Why does it look like that?
Yeah.
And no one can ever watch me on the bike again.
No.
They can't. It's not for them to be had. Now, listen, we haven't addressed this hat I'm wearing.
Yes. If you're on Patreon right now, you can see that Amy's wearing a beautiful big black hat.
It's a beautiful hat. Brian owns it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when I come over, I'll pop it on because I like the way it makes me feel.
Yeah.
And today I thought, I'm going to wear this all pod long.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very special guest.
We do, yeah.
And I'm going to wear it for him.
Yeah.
Because I've never felt as hot.
Yeah.
I've never felt as sensual, loved, wanted, and sexified as I do when I put this on.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Luckily, you can't see below because I'm feeling pretty good too by looking at you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, this is taking me from a full 10, you know, because I'm a 10.
I know.
To a 27.
Yeah.
It turns up the heat.
You're like hotter than the Kardashians. You're hotter than like Princess Diana. You are the hottest.
If I was a burrito order and there was salsa on there and they said mild, medium, or hot, you'd say, do you have an extra hot?
Yeah.
And if they said yes, I'd come out. I just walk out. I'd walk out and tip my hat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I'd walk back in the kitchen and make the burrito for them.
I'd love to see that.
Yes. Well, come to Burrito World.
I have to tell you something.
What?
I was bartending the other day, as I do once in a while, behind my bar. I had some of my regulars sitting there. You know, that's the fun part of it. You know, you have your regulars, you shoot the shit. One of my girls tells me that sometimes when she's lying in her bed, her cat licks her nipples. And
okay. Her cat licks her own nipples or her nipples?
Her nipples.
No, Brian, yes. I don't like that.
They were having a laugh. I joined the conversation mid, and because like another one of my regulars, he's a little bit older and he's got a cat, of course, an older gay man. They come hand in hand. And he was probably talking about his cat, and then you know, she chimes in, she's probably around like, you know, late 30s, and she's like, oh my god, sometimes when I'm laying in my bed, my cat will just come up and lick my nipples, and I laugh so hard and push it away. And then I want to, you know, get in the conversation and be funny. So I go, oh god, but you know what's worse? Sometimes my cat will suck my dick. And then they all laughed. Also, read the room. Read the room.
Hey, you can't just say that to anybody.
You can't just say that to anybody. But these people have been coming to my bar for a very long time. And then one of the regulars very promptly chimes back, that cat must have a very small mouth. And then they all laughed and laughed and laughed.
For days.
And I went away and made my pina colada.
Yep, you went away and I went away. I didn't walk away, I went away.
I went away and made a pina colada for a table that someone had rung in and went back to my job and decided I wasn't going to talk to them anymore.
Also, fuck you for ordering a pina colada. Oh, go to hell. You order a draft beer, maybe a Caesar if you want.
Even Caesars are annoying, but yeah, I get
okay,
it.
Okay, fuck off. Go to hell. You're not ordering a Caesar. No, you order a draft beer or a highball.
I like making beer and vodka sodas and wine. Oh, and even wine's annoying because then you have to like measure it. So I just like, pouring beer is the best. You nail it. I just like to pour beer. Everyone, if you come in to score, just order a fucking beer.
Yeah, but don't tell anybody that he advised you that you can only get beer because he'll get in trouble.
My cat never licked my nipples when I had cats.
I have to tell you something. What's I don't that? Like that at all. I don't like that she shared it. I don't like that she thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
She was a few hails in, I will say.
I saw a video of a woman letting a dog lick all up inside her mouth. What do you think about owners, even not, I've seen non-pet owners let random dogs lick them all inside their mouth. Oh. What do you think about that?
I think it's terrible. Don't dogs have like diseases and rabies and all these sorts of things?
Well, listen, they don't have, I don't know if they have rabies or all sorts of diseases and things, but here's the thing. Apparently someone has said that like a cat's mouth and a dog's mouth are like the cleanest things.
Really?
Because they're eating shit all day
exactly.
long.
Exactly.
They're licking their genitalia more than I've ever seen, like a lollipop, like an everlasting gobstopper. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, what's that from?
She's on a high. This hat makes her go crazy.
She's feeling very confident, and I love it.
This is what I'm talking about. I've never been so confident. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'm going to start
What's wrong with being confident?
What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident? Whoa. That's what I'm talking about.
she tipped her hat at the end.
I tipped my hat to you because here's the deal. Yeah. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I don't want dogs licking all up inside me.
Okay.
And I think there's a little something more behind it maybe.
What do you think?
Well, maybe they're curious. Maybe these humans are like, I'm not getting any.
Well, they're lonely maybe.
Maybe they're lonely. Mm-hmm. But don't do that.
Well, I would hear about guys would put like peanut butter on their dicks and get the dogs to lick it off.
Brian, you heard about it or you tried it?
I heard about it. I could never do that with Bruce.
You had two cats and you told everybody at the bar that they, you know what, on your you know what.
They never did.
I don't like that.
No, my cats, I would kick them off the bed if they came on, just like smash them against the wall.
Let me tell you something right now. What's if I that? Had a cat, which I never would, but if I did, and they came over and licked my bare nipple, I would fucking punt that cat. Yeah. Right. I'd be like, pervert, and I'd punt it out the window. Yeah. And I'd say, now you're a stray cat.
Pervert. That's one of my favorite words.
I go, pervert.
I love telling people when people text me something kind of funny or sexual, sometimes I just go, pervert.
Pervert. You're perverted. Perverted.
Very perverted.
Yeah, I don't like that the licked her nipples, okay?
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, she comes in quite a bit. So next time I see her, I'm going to be like, by the way, I talked about it on the pod and Amy didn't like.
Listen, I'm not trying to be a no biatch, but yeah.
She plays for your team.
She does?
Maybe I'll hook you up.
I have a pretty much a wife.
I know, but you've been together for so long, you should open it up.
No, Brian, we're not ready.
I'm just tricking. I'm just testing you.
Don't trick me. I'm just tricking you. A PSA.
What's that?
Because I got a couple.
Here we go.
One, don't let your dogs lick you on the inside of the mouth.
Gross.
And two, stop having big, huge snakes as pets. I'm sorry. I have been waiting to talk about this for a long time. Mm-hmm. Stop having massive snakes as pets.
Yeah.
They're not for you.
Did you see someone have one?
I've seen. I got to tell you something.
Something triggered this.
Something is triggering this. Mm-hmm. I know a girl who I really like a lot, and she loves her snake like a pet. Wow. Like it is her pet. It's literally her pet.
Oh my God.
Maybe she's going to fight me, and she might. And she'd win.
Yeah,
I have to tell you that.
You confidently can say that.
I can confidently say that this girl went toe-to-toe with me. Mm-hmm. I might die.
Yeah.
But I would die doing something cool, fighting.
There you go.
Okay, anyways. So she has a massive, like, I don't even know what is a boa constrictor or some shit? What are they called?
Yeah, I don't know.
Big like fatty pythons? Natty. Pythons or something. Yeah, something.
Something.
And anyways, they're fatty natty snakes or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Imagine a snake had tits.
If this snake had tits, they'd be like Dolly Parton.
Would they have nipples? I guess.
Yeah, of course, for cats. Yeah. Well, they have to feed the cats.
And then they eat the cat.
And then they eat the cat. Yeah. This one could.
Okay.
But I don't think you should be having pets like that, okay?
No.
I'm just going to say it. Yeah. Stop having massive pets that need to be in the wild or in like zoos.
Yeah, if I ever become prime minister, the only pets I'm going to allow Canadians are dogs.
That's it. Cats can go to hell.
Cats can go to hell.
Rats can go to hell.
Gerbils, hamsters. Guinea pigs.
Hamsters are made for your butt anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what you told me.
I did. Yeah.
So I'm learning that.
I got one in my butt right now.
No. Okay. Oh. I have one more PSA.
Please go.
stop fucking having gender reveal parties. You look like an absolute idiot.
Yep.
You don't know what gender your child is going to be. Nobody cares if they're right-minded, okay? Mm-hmm. Level-headed, mm-hmm. healthy beings in the mind.
There we go.
If you're having a boy or a girl or a non-binary person, just celebrate that you're having a baby. What's it going to be? I knew it was going to be a girl. And then like when the dudes are like, oh, I wanted a boy.
Or when they get the boy, I see them and they go, yeah, they kind of have a fist pump,
and
you know.
All the guys come together. Yeah. Fuck yeah, another dude.
It's like they just won the Stanley Cup.
I have to tell you that it is so fucking embarrassing. Mm. And I know people that are like friends of mine that are still doing them. It's 2023. Okay?
Yeah.
Stop it.
It's enough.
I saw a queer couple online doing one. I was so embarrassed for the queer community.
Yes. They should know better.
They should know better. Please. We know that we're superior.
We're going to show up to every gender reveal party. We're going to find out on the dark web the addresses, the dates, and we're just going to show up and we're going to like smash the balloons. And when they have those like pink and blue cannons, whatever, that they shoot in the sky.
Yeah.
Confiscate it. Fuck you. This party's over. Everyone go home.
Everyone get out of here.
But that's where it would be good if we had a snake, because then we could bring the snake and be like, throw it on the grass, and they'd be like, ah.
Yes, because we will have to. I'm scared of like those kinds of Americans, like hetero Americans.
And I don't want to bring like weapons or anything, because that's just not my style. But a snake,
a snake is a weapon that we can't control.
Exactly.
So that's true. Okay, you can have a snake if you're going to use it for good, bad.
If you're going to use it to end gender reveal parties.
Yes, that's the only reason why you should have a snake.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, that's it for my PSA.
I think I figured something out.
What?
Do you know some grocery stores are like very similar to other ones, but they're way more expensive?
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Lighting. You ever go to a Costco? You ever go to a Safeway, a superstore? They're quite bright. The prices might be affordable, you know, more affordable than others, but then you go to your places like Whole Foods, Urban Fare, you notice something?
It's nice.
Very dimly lit. Mm-hmm. Bag of chips, $35.
That's right. You can't see the price.
I will buy. Oh, see, I never even thought that far. It's dimly lit, so you can't see the price. You just know you want those zesty jalapeno tortilla chips. You put them in your little thing. Everyone around you is very good looking.
Oh,
that's
yes.
another thing. Everyone's good looking because it's dimly lit. You can't see their crevices and their cracks and all that. You can't tell. Everyone is good looking. Mm-hmm. Lighting.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
And you know what I'm telling you?
What's that?
I have a conspiracy theory.
Please go on.
I think that's what this is.
That's what this is.
Whole Foods hires models
to
come into the store and they push carts around all day
because
they got the money.
Of course.
Isn't Jeff Bezos own fucking Whole Foods now or some shit?
I don't even know.
I don't know. I may have made that up, but that's what this podcast is all about. Lies.
That's right.
And I think they hire models to scoot around and look like they're rich.
Yeah. Okay, Cassandra, thanks for going on a date with me. What do you do?
Yeah. Actually, I'm a model for Whole Foods, a model shopper.
What does that mean?
That means that Whole Foods, Jeff Bezos, hires me and they give me rich clothes and then I push a cart around for 8 hours.
Doesn't that get boring?
No.
Okay. Are you allowed to be on your phone?
No. Yes. No.
Cassandra.
Yes, I am. No.
Figure,
please.
Cassandra, are you a robot?
Yes.
Cassandra, no.
Yes, I am. I am. That's going to happen. Oh my God.
What?
Brian.
What?
Do you know that I'm going to make a prediction right here, right now on PLT?
Oh God, I'm scared.
I'm telling you, this hat is changing me.
It really is.
I'm making a prediction. I think that in the next 10 years that we're going to meet people and we're not going to know if they're a robot or not.
Oh, that's very scary.
They're going to come to your bar and they're going to sit down and be like, I'd like a vodka soda.
Maybe I can finally have a boyfriend.
Would you?
You know, all I care about is looks. So if he was like super, super, super model, I don't care what he talked like. I'd just be like, get over there. Get in my bed.
Brian, I'm dead serious. If robots start existing in the world and you could have a very lifelike, very good looking, attractive man like you would like as a robot, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Would you truly date a robot?
No.
Brian, you would.
I would secretly. Like, I'd maybe like keep them at home in my bed. And then when you'd come over to do the pod, I would just, you have to go in the closet. Again, you know, tuck him away or whatever. Maybe he has an off switch. So he just kind of folds up. Yeah, he folds up and I put him in a little, you know, container. And like, oh, Amy's like, oh, I'm going to go put this shirt on. It's, I think it's in your, you know, that container. No. You can't go in there.
I could never date a robot, I don't think.
No.
I mean.
Well, you got Jenny. Don't worry about that.
Jenny's going to leave me.
Oh, I know.
Probably soon.
Yeah, well, that hat.
No, she's going to like this hat.
You sounded like your mom there.
No, no. She won't be. Amy, no.
Amy, no.
Amy, I will not. Amy, no, I can't take it, Amy.
You know what's going to be funny? If we do this pod for like 30 more years, you're eventually going to sound like your mom.
I'm already starting to.
Let's do the intro. Do the intro, but be your mom.
Okay. Welcome to Poor Little Thing, the podcast. Amy No, also known as PLT, the podcast where we share and discuss stories. Oh, no.
Oh, come on, Ruth.
I've made a mistake.
Yeah.
Alexa. Alexa. No.
Alexa died, Ruth. You know that. Yeah, we threw it away.
Why?
Because we have our own robots now that do all that for us.
Oh, yeah. She would have a robot boyfriend, probably.
Mm-hmm. Ask Diana.
Who's Diana?
It's your robot, Ruth. What? Did you sleep last night?
No. Am I still Ruth
you're Amy,
or not?
You're Amy,
yeah,
you're
who
Amy.
Am I? Wait, I lost my
sorry,
place.
Sorry, that voice just always brings me to your mother.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait for that, though.
Robots?
Yeah.
Or for me to sound like her?
You need to sound like her.
I'm not even kidding. It's coming. Okay, I have to tell you something.
Go on.
Yesterday, I was on set.
She was. She booked.
She booked again.
Mm-hmm.
No, she booked. Listen, you know, I'm very thankful. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
But your girl booked her first truly dramatic role.
She did.
On a new NBC show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a guest star.
Guest star.
Hey.
Star.
You heard star at the end of that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So I wore this hat when I showed up. Imagine. I am here to play, you know, I'm here. Yeah. I'm one of the cast. Literally the other day, this doesn't mean anything, but the second day I was on set,
yeah,
I showed up and the AD goes, I'm like, hey, I'm supposed to check in, but I knew it wasn't him I was supposed to check in with. Mm-hmm. It was the other AD. And he goes, oh, are you background? And I had spent the whole day with him the day before, and I was like, no, I'm cast. And he was like, I'm so sorry. I felt so bad. And I was like, that's okay. I'm like, you only saw me yesterday. And he was like, oh my God. And I was like, no, that's okay. It's not a big deal. And then later that night, that same day, he was like, yeah, I realized why I thought your background, your sunglasses, I couldn't tell. And he was still thinking about it. I was like, honestly, it's okay.
He hated himself.
He really felt bad. I was like, that's okay. I don't really, it's not really a slight. Like,
well, you don't fuck with a guest star, sweetie.
You don't fuck with a star that's a guest that's coming on for an episode. Do you know what I'm saying?
If I was a guest star on a show, LOL. and someone thought I was a background performer.
Yeah. Oh.
No offense.
All hell would break loose.
I would fucking flip the table. I would go, where's the manager? Or the
Wait, what's
I would get on their like little PA system, whatever. Give it to me.
The radio.
Hey, where's the director?
Yeah.
Where's the DOP.
Get him here.
Get everyone. Get NBC on the phone now.
Yes.
And I would, yeah, it would be Big Larry would come back for a minute.
You'd be an entertainer? Well, oh, no, you'd you'd do cocaine?
You're cocaine. I have my high heels, my big,
your
my
platform.
Big boots, my platforms.
Wait,
thank you.
What was with the platforms?
It was just because I was Big Larry, but I'm only 5'11".
Oh.
So when I put my platforms on, I'm basically 7 feet.
Yeah.
I'm Big Larry.
Oh, sorry. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyways, I booked the show and last night was the last day. And there was a co-star of mine. It was very cold last night. It was like
1 degree.
Oh, 1 degree.
1 degree. That's, you know, it's Celsius.
I know. It's real cold when I start my car and none of the lights turn on inside the car because it's still working because it's so cold.
Yeah.
And a piece of shit. But
yeah.
Hey, I don't want to talk about
we
that.
We don't have to talk about that.
So I get in my car. I warm it up. Put the seat heater on, bragging.
Well.
And I start on my merry way
while
I see my co-star walking. And I think, hey, she doesn't have a car.
Yeah.
I got to give her a ride.
I like that.
So I pull over and I get out and I say, hey, you need a ride?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. What's up, bitch? And she goes, oh, where do you live? I'm like, over there. But I'm like, I don't mind. It's really cold. She was like, all right. I'm like, get in. And as she's walking to get into my car, I realized that I had just farted.
Oh, well.
Brian, I was alone in my car.
Yeah, and you fart a lot.
No, I don't.
You need to take the pill.
This pill doesn't exist. I asked you. I said, please, God, make it exist. Brian, you fart a lot.
I fart so much, yeah.
Honestly, you have to get your food sensitivities tested. At least I know I am sensitive to certain foods.
Yeah.
Anyways, I pick her up.
Mm-hmm.
And as she's walking to the car, I think, I've just farted.
Mm.
What am I going to do?
What are you going to roll the windows down?
It didn't matter.
Yeah.
She was coming within 5 seconds.
Oh, shit.
And I thought, I'm screwed.
Mm-hmm.
I just met her.
Okay.
She gets in the car.
Yeah.
And you know what I said?
What did you say?
I got to be honest. I just farted.
No, you didn't actually say that.
I swear to God, I did. I had to.
Yeah.
She would just come in and
make
and,
it awkward. We all smell it.
She's got to know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just said, I got to be honest. I just farted. She just went, oh, okay. And then we moved on.
She didn't laugh or anything?
She just went, oh, okay.
Oh, imagine she was like, pull over. And she,
get out.
Like,
get, let
she,
me out.
She tucked and rolled.
Or she was like, oh, that's bad.
Or she was like,
or she just,
I just farted too. I farted on your fart, bitch.
What do you think I'd do if she did that?
You'd laugh so fucking hard.
I would laugh so
hard.
You get
a car accident.
We get a car accident. Yeah. I'm just going to say that. If she
swerve into oncoming traffic.
If she farted back at me in White Chicks when they go back at you, if she back at you'd me, I literally would purposely take the wheel and smash us into oncoming traffic because it would be too funny.
Yeah.
But I said that and I can't remember if I told, last night when I got home, I wanted to tell Jenny that I had said that, but I knew that if I told her I'd said that, she would have been so mortified. Yeah. I couldn't tell her.
Well, good for you. You know your boundaries.
I don't tell her, anybody listening.
Yeah.
Because I said it. Mm-hmm. And you know what?
What?
Sue me. I did. And people do. And I told her.
Yeah.
So what?
I would have done the same thing if it was like so pungent and just there.
It wasn't that bad.
Oh, you know,
but I was,
I'm sure it was.
Brian. You know, craft services gets me all hyper.
Well, it's free food.
It's free.
Yes.
You can have whatever you'd like.
And you got to spoil yourself. It's food that you wouldn't usually eat at home.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. There were chips everywhere.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, Jenny doesn't like chips in the house.
Speaking of buttholes, we got a big announcement, don't we?
OMG, I almost forgot.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this?
Let me put my seatbelt on. You might want to put yours on, too.
Okay.
We haven't worn our seatbelt in a while.
I know. D, put your seatbelt on.
And D, zip up your pants. I can almost see your vagina.
Her pants are off.
Oh, my God. D, do some Morse code.
Okay, D, we need some music for this big announcement. Last episode, we teased that we had a big live show.
We dangled a little carrot in front of your PLT face.
That's what we did. Mm-hmm. And your little PLT horse face wanted that carrot so bad we could taste it.
Really did.
And now the time has come that we can share this news with you.
Let's go.
Brian, would you like to share the news?
The Ryan and Amy Show will be returning at the Just for Laughs Vancouver Festival in February of 2024 at the Improv Center on Granville Island. And get this, not one show, not three shows, but two shows, one night, 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock at the Improv Center, once again, on Gravel Island. Get your tickets now. If you want to get tickets, go to JFL online. I'm sure just Google JFL Vancouver Ryan and Amy Show or look on our Instagram. We'll have links on there in our bio. We have a post that we recently posted about it, posting away, but very excited. The show is completely written and we've memorized every line.
No, that's a lie. But we are going to, we will have it ready.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing, it's going to be a brand new show.
Yeah.
We usually only perform once a year.
One big show here. It's a lot of work.
Okay, one big show. It's a lot of work.
We got to focus on our YouTube skits.
We have to focus on our skits. stop calling them skits, everyone, by the way. Anyways, are you still doing your little skits?
Are you? All? People literally say that.
They literally, cannot tell you how many times someone has said that to me.
Yeah, Ryan, I haven't seen you in like 10 years. You and that girl still doing your skits?
I can't.
You and that girl.
Get out of here, Denise. And you and that girl. Yeah, that girl's still around.
Yeah, she's still doing things. She's actually a dramatic actor now.
And then they say, is Ryan still bartending?
He sure is, but one day a week.
Anyways, D, sit down.
Fuck. She got excited.
And I know.
D is not going to be at her show.
D, if you want to come or you want to be in the show, you're going to need to sit down. Okay.
Well, you really gave it to her there.
I did. I tried to channel you, but I can't get that harsh.
D, sit down.
Brian.
It feels so good.
That was so loud. Your eyes are watering.
I never had kids. I don't own pets. I don't get to scold anybody.
Yeah.
You know, all my friends my age, well, their kids are probably all graduated by now, but some of my, like, you know, my bartending friends that I work with, they got 5-year-olds, they got 6-year-olds. They get to yell at their kids,
yeah.
Get to bed, get out of the mud.
Yeah.
I don't get to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I only get to unleash my rage on D.
Yep. So
I love that you just
yep
you fully understood.
I don't have kids. I my nephews, I rage on them and I will rage on D when I need to.
Like
last episode I raged on her. We're not gonna talk about what happened. You tried to allude to it and I didn't like that.
No.
You know that. So anyways, we're doing a live show and D has taken her place back in her seat. And we're doing a live show. We're very excited. Two shows, baby. I can't believe you convinced me to do two shows. I truly cannot. My agent texted me and I invited her. I was like, want to finally come to a show?
Yeah.
You can't just only my agent. We share the same one. Darcy Michael and I share the same agent. She's going to his shows. So you got to come to our show.
Very interesting.
Anyways, I told her she said she's coming.
Okay.
And she said, I can't believe you're doing two shows. I said, honey, this weren't my idea. This weren't my weren't my idea.
That's right.
I said Brian Steele did so much coke back in the day that it stayed in his system and he can stay awake.
That's right.
Me? No.
Yeah.
Virgin.
Well, we might have to replace you in the second show with someone else.
That's right.
Even halfway through, suddenly it'll be like, you know, something. Amy Goodmurphy will now be played by Sarah Dawn Pledge.
Yes. Or no, will now be played by D.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I'd walk off the stage.
We wouldn't do it to the audience.
The
folks.
Show would be over, but you all would still have your money.
We would keep your money.
Yeah.
You'd have to pay for the second show, but I would only do half of it.
Yeah.
And then you would sort of be like, okay, see you later.
Well, here's the thing. The Improv Center is a big venue, seats a lot of people, almost 200. But baby. We need more seats.
Baby.
We got more PLT listeners. We got more Ryan and Amy Show family from throughout the years. They got to come. And we can't be selling out too easily. We got to make it more accessible to our family, friends, PLTers.
This is what I'm talking about. Can I tell you something?
Please do.
There's a PLT listener that is American and that said they might be planning a road trip up here.
From Nashville, Tennessee.
And I'll tell you something right now. If y'all do that, y'all coming on stage because we need to thank you properly.
That's right.
If you're going to be driving your vehicle all the way up here, ever heard of gas prices?
Yeah.
At least we could do is bring you on stage and do something horrible to you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Maybe make Amy kiss you.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
But they probably want to kiss you and you will.
I will because I'm single and lonely.
And I will because I'm single, lonely, and aged.
Jamie, we have a really good guest today. And PLTers, buckle up because we're about to get there. But we have a little request before we welcome him. We did this last year. We want to do it again. The end of the season is coming. PLT season 2 is wrapping up in a couple weeks. And we would love for you to send in voice notes of basically anything. You could just say, love you guys, and hang up.
Oh,
but what we would love is maybe a highlight of the year, a favorite episode, an ongoing joke that you like, maybe something about D. Anything that you want to say in a voice note, send it to us on Instagram. You can email it to us at ryanandamyshow@gmail.com. Send us a voice note. Please make it under around 20, 30 seconds if possible. 10's great too, just short and sweet. But say something nice.
Say something nice to your gals because we're desperately hanging on by a thread and we need it. But yeah, send it. I say 5, 10, 15 seconds.
Doesn't
have to be longer than that. Yeah. No.
Sing us a song.
Sing us a song if you wish. But yeah, I'd really like to hear a favorite moment.
Yeah.
Maybe from the last year or two. Because I just think it's real special. We'll play them on the pod.
Maybe we'll have a cup of Joe, glass of wine.
Cup of Joe. Let the rhythm take you over.
Cup of Joe.
I want to sing it.
Also, an Enrique Iglesias song.
Yeah.
We don't have time to talk about him today, but maybe next week. There's clips right now. If you have time, Google Enrique Iglesias live tour. He's with Pitbull and Ricky Martin right now. She don't know how to sing anymore.
Oh, no. But did she ever?
Well, that's the thing. She tricked us in that she did.
She tricked us.
She being he.
Ear insuckable.
Let's get to our guest.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Our guest today is an American actor who graced our television screens on such hits as Law & Order, Grace and Frankie, and One Life to Live, I think like 137 episodes or something. And he most recently hit the big screen in the greatest movie of all time, Barbie.
Oh.
But you probably know him best from recently breaking up Lucas Gage and Chris Appleton. It's Scott Evans. Who did you sleep with?
Can you imagine? I love Lucas. We worked together on that gay Hulu show, Midnight Kiss.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah, so it was Lucas.
Oh, he got married. Yeah, they split up, huh?
Yeah, bummer. Anyways, we'll move past that. We realize you have things to lose. You're actually a true celebrity.
I wish I had things to lose. Yeah. I'm unemployed.
Honey, you got a lot to lose, sweetie. You're on the movie, ever heard of it? Barbie.
Listen, if you blink, you missed me, but hey, I was there.
I saw you, your Western themed Ken.
I know. Oh, please. Everybody's like, we got a gay cowboy. I'm like, well, it's, I don't know about that.
Every time he came on screen, I was like, there he is. That's my friend. I know him. There he is. Well, look how cute he looks, sitting there with his hat and dancing. You were fabulous in this movie.
Yeah, listen, it's from the second I found out I got it until literally it was, I saw like the first screening, or no, in theaters, because I still didn't believe it. I was like, I'll believe it when I see it, that I'm in it. That I'm not getting edited out. And like, even in the beginning, I'm watching being like, and I'll have people be like, you know, people try to like drag me and like online, they're like, oh, like he was in that barely. And I'm like, y'all, I literally could have stood there and like held a fucking drink or like for somebody for a second. Mm. I was in it. And bottom line, I was there the whole time with these people. And it was the greatest time of my life.
Because last time we had you on Poor Little Thing, you had just rapped, I believe, like Justin, you couldn't talk about it yet. And now here we are.
Yes, exactly. And then all of a sudden the movie came out and we also couldn't
talk exactly.
About it. Okay, so that's what I was going to ask. So when you were here, you couldn't talk about it. And it was like, I'm sure you were just chomping at the bit. Okay, when this gets going, how much press is this going to get? I'm hopefully going to get to do all this stuff. And then the fucking strike happened.
Well, that was just, and the thing is like with all of that, it's sort of like, it's not something that I can really even complain about to people, be like, oh, like poor me, like that's my big break. But like it was this year, I was like, this is gonna be great. And I was hoping for the momentum of like just having the credit, like before it was out and like before people saw it and they're like, oh, okay, he dances. But then like that happened and I'm like, okay, the momentum, and everyone's like, don't worry, people aren't gonna forget about it. I'm like, yeah, but like what I wanted was the momentum before. So hopefully, I think it'll be all right. And bottom line is, I'll take those residuals and retire.
I also heard a little rumor. You might have heard of Barbie 2.
Did you?
I did. Yeah, no, on the news a few weeks ago, they're like, there was talks of Barbie 2, and they were gonna focus more on Ken. His story.
Listen, every time I hear like a rumor, I love that. Like, I'm like, I hear rumors. No missed calls. When they said Barbie 2, they're just like, I don't know. It's like such a perfect, maybe we'll just like leave it at one. And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe we should do a few more.
Yeah. I also heard another thing. Barbie 3, Barbie 4.
You heard
Barbie 5.
Barbie 6. Barbie 7.
Back in Manhattan.
Well, she's got her vagina. Well, that's just like the week later, they announced like 40 toy movies in the works. And it's just like, oh, you guys are kind of missing the point. Yeah. And people aren't going to see the movie because it's a doll. They're going because it's, you know, women are should be running Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, they're giving movies that people want to see. So I don't know. Hopefully they don't kill it with, you know, toys about Thomas the Tank Engine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true that. No, it was really, really good. I loved it. I loved everything about it. I watched an interview with Kate McKinnon, who said that she thought that it would be a good idea to have like a museum, like put the sets in a museum for people to go and see.
The sets were crazy. Like I've, you know, you introed me, you've seen him on things like One Life to Live, like not knocking it, loved it. It was great, great first job. But like I walked onto this set, it was just like, oh my God, like I don't belong here. Even like days, be like the cast, like sitting at the chairs like a couple weeks into shooting, people are like, so what does everybody like have lined up next? And like people start being like, oh, well, this, it's like slowly getting to me. And I'm just like, well, you mean, wait, next? What do you mean? Mm-hmm. This is next. I'm not where you guys are. I don't have that. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah.
So It was interesting. But like, yeah, the sets, the whole thing was just like being there in rehearsals. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. I'm like, stars are just like us.
Was Ryan Gosling nice to you?
He was the sweetest, greatest person alive. And like, by the end, I was like, okay, maybe I am a little too, I'm super OCD controlling, Virgo, obsessive. Like I showed up to every rehearsal. People would be like, oh, I don't think I need to go. It'd be optional. I would every minute of my day. I'm like, what else am I doing here? I'm here to do this. And he just kept being like, have you ever thought of like, you know, like directing or stage managing or like controlling, like everything was just about like, because you like to take control. And I'm like, well, hey,
I'm gay.
Yeah, come on.
Listen, I just like people to do things right and pay attention.
Yes, we understand that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was amazing. And so we're all, most of the sets probably in a massive studio, right?
Yeah, it was, we shot at the, Warner Brothers in Leavesden, in London, in outside London, I don't know, in England, the UK, as we like to call it over there. Yeah. But they had like three or four giant studios. One of them had like the Barbie, like Supreme Court type things. There was one with the beach, which was insane. Like giant, just like plastic, styrofoam, everything was like built by them. There was the Dreamhouse set and then the big dance ballet, Dream Ken ballet dance sequence set, which was the greatest day of my life, I think.
Yeah, it looked unbelievable. And I was going to say too, with the beach, I didn't understand how they did that because it was seemed so wide. Like it seems
it was,
so
I mean,
large.
It was huge. And like, you know, it gets to a point, obviously, where they have like green screen, blue screen curtains. But it was all of that beach, the waves, it was all just like built, which also made for like issues when we were doing some of like the dance stuff like on it. Because it was just kind of rippling sand. And like, you know, I mean, the girls were in their heels. I'm like, y'all are going to be breaking ankles. But that, listen, and to top it all off, I'm just surrounded by my favorite kind of artists in the world, which are just singers and dancers. These guys and girls that played our Barbies and Kens, like the 150 of them were just the greatest people alive.
And were you a dancer before this?
Yeah, I danced for a while in New York. I kind of did a little growing up. And then, you know, when I got to New York, I was like, I am a musical theater star.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yes.
And I remember seeing a video of you when you were really young. Wasn't there a video of you when you were like 10 or something dancing on a stage doing a big thing?
Oh, there's plenty of videos. And I back then, we don't like to watch. There's an absence of videos from about like 13 to like 17. Oh. No pictures, very few. And I'm just like, I know why. but yeah, the funny thing about the dance is like when I submitted for Barbie, I was like, I'm not gonna get this. Like, this is so dumb. But the reason I guess I ended up, Greta was like, I want to meet with Scott and like talk about it. There was an Oscars party that I went to with my brother one time, and I was a little inebriated, and I met Margot that night on the dance floor, and I was going off like a gay man should at this party that. No, it's like, I didn't know anybody. What am I trying to fucking hide? And she, I guess she had recalled, and she was like, no, Scott can definitely dance. Like, she gave me like the push to have the meeting and stuff, which was incredible.
Wait, wow. Margot Robbie danced with you for fun at an Oscars party. Hello. And then she remembers that you could cut a rug and
when
said,
they were, like, watching the audition tapes or whatever, I guess they were like, do we know if he can, like, dance? And Margot was like, yes, like, he can. And I was like, no way that my partying antics, like, helped get me this. They normally make me lose friends.
MG.
We have to remember this.
She was gay, she was fierce, and she was living her best life on that dance floor with Margot Robbie with nothing in her way. She didn't care.
Oh, trust me. Oh, I was like, I took my friend's shoe and I was like talking on like a phone, on telephone. Like, and Beyonce's right there. I looked over at her and she didn't. I don't think she found it.
She didn't want to show me.
She didn't want to. Yeah. I was like, yes. She just like looked away. I'm like, okay, whatever.
She's the queen. She can't be showing you what she thinks.
100%. I like wouldn't even go near her. Oh, anybody at those parties. I'm like, I can't go near any of these people. Like, I don't. I once told Kirsten Dunst that her best work was Jumanji. Like, I just.
It truly is.
Everybody knows it was Bring It On.
She was talking about Elizabethtown. She just shot it and was like how like rewarding it was. And I was like, well. To be honest, I have to say, your best work was Jumanji. And she just kind of looked at me. I was like,
yeah, see you later.
You know, to be honest, I would like to say it's Jumanji.
Amy Goodmurphy's coming to LA soon. Maybe you can bring her to some parties where she'll get to dance with some of these people.
I'm going to need to dance with people.
Amy can do coke for the first time.
Yeah, maybe I can do coke for the first time.
We're going to love it.
I don't know. I'm scared. I don't want to die.
Well, we just talked about all the scripts we want to write.
Yeah, that's true too. And even if there's no award parties, maybe we could just have coffee or a cocktail or something.
I'm down with that too.
A little bit more.
Speaking of LA.
Garcelle, Dorit, Kyle, Erica Jane, Sutton. Crystal, I don't care, but.
Oh, I was like, you A, this one. B, I just watched the new episode. And like,
I haven't watched it yet.
What is happening? Like, what is happening?
Listen, LA is where it's at. Mm-hmm. And Sutton didn't want to go to the strippers because she is on the board of the ballet. And she is fighting with Kyle.
Damn him.
Listen,
name him. When I saw that preview, I was like saying it for weeks, and my boyfriend would be like, What is that? I'm like, it's pop culture. Get a grip.
Yeah.
If you don't know Sutton, I can't talk to you. Go back into the bathroom, brush your teeth again, because honestly, I don't have time for you or this.
Yeah.
Crazy. But, or your leather pants. Your ugly leather pants.
Yes.
Your ugly leather pants. And then poor Crystal, that actually gutted me. When she said, first of all, she was really riled up. This was last season, right? And Sutton said, well, your ugly leather pants. Mm-hmm. And then when they pan to Crystal... And Crystal is standing there alone with her hands behind her back or on her hips like this or something. It looked like a little child standing there in her leather pants and her
face. In her ugly leather pants. Well, and like the reaction from the rest of them, they were all like, no, stop. Like as if they called her like a disgusting pig. They were like, you want the leather pants.
No.
Don't talk about
her. Don't go there. That's a low blow.
Don't. Mm. What about when Denise Richards showed up first at Garcelle Productions?
Bravo, fucking bravo.
At Garcelle's film that she made. Mm-hmm. And it was under Garcelle Productions. Mm-hmm. Did you audition for that?
No, I don't. We did.
Oh, yeah.
What a nice excuse it was. People are like, are you working? I'm like, God, I wish I can't.
I would be for sure. I would be, I would have booked something, but.
I had lined up.
No.
And then the strike ends. They're like, back to work. People are like, back to work. And I'm like, so what you don't understand.
It's all going to be rushing in. Like, have you gotten any come your way?
Yeah. Now it's back to like the whole other kind of anxiety of, now we got to get the jobs again.
Yeah, exactly.
Wonderful. And it's the holidays and all the rich executives are like, we're going to break for the holidays.
We're too tired after that strike. No. What about when Denise Richards showed up to Garcelle's movie in that, this is mean now. Maybe I'm going to regret this. Everybody was dressed to the nines, looked nice for this premiere. And Denise showed up in like a varsity, like little weird sweater jacket and some jeans. Denise, this is your back. You're coming back. Yeah. Like,
she's trying. And then Dorit the whole time is just watching this movie about like a break-in and like an abduction and like a kidnapping. Mm.
Garcelle.
Wait, is it the new episode you haven't watched? But Garcelle does kind of say something. This is why I was looking it up. She says something about because Kyle's like wearing a new ring and they're like drawing attention to it. Mm-hmm. Garcelle says something about, he's like, well, I don't notice when people are wearing new jewelry. Well, except for Dorit, who still had her jewelry after the break-in. And it's just like, yo.
Garcelle.
If she did or not, people did break into her fucking house.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't matter. They didn't take anything. That's crazy. Also, Erica Jane, like, hormones. It's okay.
Erica Jane. Yay. Erica Jane, how do you have compassion? How do you get it?
What is empathy? What is empathy? What is empathy? I'm not sure.
My son's in the hospital. Yeah, I'm under a lot of stress.
Yeah. And she's like, and what about the therapist? Bless the therapist. Mm-hmm. Well, it means sort of just having feelings for other sensitivity, yeah. Sort of. But how do I do that?
You put yourself in their shoes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try that.
Wow.
That's so fucked up. Anyways, speaking of shows, would you ever do a reality show?
It depends on like a reality show, like Housewives, where like the cameras follow you. No, absolutely not. I'm a nightmare. I'm a mess. I'm not interesting. And I know that I would be so effing annoying. I'd be so annoying, like horrible. But like a competition reality thing, like a Survivor, Amazing Race, Big Brother type thing, like absolutely. I was almost on Big Brother. I don't know if you watch it, but the American version, but a few. The one with, who was it that won? Casey, the lesbian. The one with JC. But like I made it all the way down. I had to get like literally all my friends and family. They like reworked contracts where it was like, you don't have access to my brother's entire life. But like signed everything. I had to like clear my schedule. I went in for everything. The tests they make you take are like insane, like the mental health tests. And then they kept asking me if I would ever have like a showmance on it. And I was like, I would, but you guys only ever cast one
gay guy.
I could go on this show. Granted, when I think about having no clocks, no phones, no TVs, no nothing in a house, I don't like people. I really crave being alone. So I think I would go crazy. But they don't tell you why you don't get cast. So like, I have no idea why, but it was like the final mental health evaluation. And then they were like, unfortunately, like the guy that was casting was like secretly telling me, he's like, it's looking like you're going to be on it. And then I took the final like 300 questionnaire. And like the next day they were like, okay, it's not you this year. And I was like,
oh,
like I could have told you that before answering the question.
Yeah, exactly. It's because you're too mentally ill. Yeah. You're too off.
Mm-hmm. They were like, he's going to manipulate too many people.
Yes. It was too much for the show. It was too much of a liability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was close. But yes, I would do some sort of competition. I would love to do like a Survivor or Amazing Race.
I did Amazing Race, Canada.
And right.
Yeah. And I had these fucking questions you're talking about. Yeah. They would like huge booklets. And I don't know if it was the same for you. These would repeat for me. Like the question like 68 would be like, how happy are you when other people fail? And then like
one word changed.
Yes, exactly. Then they would ask the same question a few pages later. And they'd like, you try to remember your answer from before, but you're like, like you
can like, if you could hug your father on a Saturday or your mother on a Tuesday, would you be trying to eat a sandwich after? How likely? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
And then later, if you could shake your father's hand, I'd be like, what does this even? Mm-hmm. It was like the same question. I'm like, I'm giving different answers. I have to be. Like, there's no way. They were so confusing. And you're sitting in this room with another contestant in the other room. And they're like, you can't make noise. You can't talk. Like, you can't. It was a lot.
Yeah.
Intense.
Wow. Yeah. I'm gonna switch gears for a sec. Would you ever get, or have you got anal Botox?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is. What is anal Botox?
Anal Botox is they put it in your anus for a more pleasurable, comfortable anal experience. It relaxes some of the tissues in there. So when you're getting, pleasured by another person, it doesn't hurt as much.
I'm not buying it. I don't buy it.
Okay, wait.
Botox and tighten it? Like, what? No.
Yeah, hang on. Actually, it says here, Botox aims to relieve this spasm. Oh, that's right. An anal fissure, once formed, triggers spasm of the internal anal sphincter. Botox aims to relieve... Did you laugh at sphincter?
Yeah. Okay. From Wayne's World.
Botox...
letters in there.
Okay. Sphincter. Botox aims to relieve the spasm sufficiently to improve pain and suffering and allow the fissure to heal. Okay. Anyways, so it's supposed to relax for a more pleasurable experience. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you get it? Get it. I fucking get it.
I announced on the pod, I'm a power top now. So unless
I don't think it's a thing for me. I don't do that enough. Like it's already like it's a more pleasurable experience. I don't know. How about just being blackout drunk? Like that.
that'll relax.
My mother offered to get me Botox for like Christmas one year in like my arm, like to stop sweating.
Did you do it?
No, I sweat a lot. But I'm like, if I do that, it's the time. It needs to come. It's going to come out somewhere else. Where is it going to go?
I don't know the details, but my friend got Botox underneath his armpits for the same reason, because he was sweating too much. And I think he really liked it. But I'll ask him more information if you want, because he's also like a really healthy guy. So maybe there's more to it than we don't like. Maybe it goes somewhere else. I don't know. Or is it just plug it up?
I mean, I sweat a lot. I just feel like if that's the case and it's not a problem, like I'll get it all over my body.
Yeah, you might want to have it. Isn't that so true? Okay, all jokes aside, isn't that like I'm not really a sweaty person, but she can sweat. But isn't that really uncomfortable?
Well, and the crazy thing is like, why have we made that such a big deal? And it's like, not. I'll even have a reaction. You're like watching somebody on a show and they'll like wave and you're like, oof.
Yes.
I'll react. I'm like, it's me 100% of the time.
It's so true. Fuck off with that fucking shit, you guys. If someone has a wet armpit, fuck off. Who cares?
I got broken up with over it. Yeah, the last guy.
Sweating people matter.
Sweating people matter, and armpit sweat matters too. So yeah, you're right. You don't need Botox. What I was suggesting was, is it not, I'll ask the both of you, because listeners, Ryan just put up both his arms, and he is wet, I'm going to say, from armpit almost to ass. And the thing is, isn't it uncomfortable because it's wet? Does it get cold?
Oh, it's okay right now. Yeah. I can't even really feel
that. That was
really
the case. That'd be like a personal kind of cooling system. What is happening? What?
Why did that just happen? Hold on. If this is staying in, because it might need to. We're using Riverside, quick plug, this is what we use to record with our guests, and all of a sudden fireworks just went off. Digital fireworks just went off in our video box.
Dear God.
Wait, what word did you say? What?
I said, is it wet? Imagine wet.
Right. You're saying congratulations?
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Happy birthday.
What did I say? I said, well, isn't it wet? Like, isn't it uncomfortable? Isn't it? Or does it get cold?
No. We're just saying certain things.
You saw that thumb earlier, though. It was like,
I didn't see the thumb, no.
Thumbs up.
But I saw one earlier.
Is someone in here? Okay. Well, one last thing that we didn't get to that just a personal thing for us too that I really want to ask. Yeah. We're big fans of Kate McKinnon. Did you get to spend any time with her?
We only had the one scene at the very end together.
Yeah.
And she was there for like the shortest amount of time because she like, you know, her scenes were in the house. But when we were there, the time I got to spend like that, the big final scene that everybody's in, Will, Kate, Issa, everybody's there. We were just standing there and we got to watch her just, you know, do take after take of different joke, different line, like different everything. And it's just like, it's such an interesting thing to watch, to just be like, this is crazy. Cause like whether or not she, you know, came in with like the prepared jokes, I'm sure on the spot she was coming up with, you know, the majority of them. It was like those people, even like the Will, like he was like sitting at the chairs with us, hanging out. They were like, we don't need you for eyeline for this scene. He's like, no, I'll stay. Ryan, Margo, they were the first ones there every day and last ones to leave, like even when they didn't need to be there. And it was just like, this is, you hear stories about like the nightmare people that are in, you know, on sets or whatever. And a lot of them are the ones that, you know, are either new rising stars or like new to it and like think that that's like kind of cool. There was just nothing. Ryan would be the funniest thing on the planet and they'd say cut and he'd kind of like be like, so sorry, like, sorry, I laughed. Like just the cutest, most humble. Aww. And like he'd be there in rehearsals like when he didn't really need to be. Like, and he took suggestions very well. The kiss that Shudi and I do on his cheeks in the dance was actually my idea.
Whoa.
Oh.
In rehearsal, he was like, what could we do here? I was like, well, if we spin in, we could like give you a little kiss on the cheek. And no. He was like, I love it.
Scott, like, you were like, I know what we could do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Oh, and then every time we kiss, I'd like, we were shooting, I'd like trip and be like,
yes.
Take.
Oh, let's we do it
to,
again.
We have to do it again, Ryan. Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
So you should be a director.
Yeah.
Gosling told you.
I should be something. That's my manipulation.
Okay. And also, wait, we'd be remiss. Simu is a Canadian treasure boy.
He is. Simu and Ryan.
Oh, that's yes, right. Of course. Yeah. But Simu, he seems lovely.
He is a sweetheart. When we got there in the beginning, we were like there before a lot of people. Simu and Shudi came and they wanted, you know, I got there like 2 weeks early so that we could like work out in the mornings together and like build this bond. Okay. And I was like, oh, they want me to work out. I get it.
yeah. Point taken. Got it. Yes.
At least I wasn't fired on the spot. but we were there and we found our love for ping pong. And he was like, I'm really good. I was like, I'm really good. We had like an insane rivalry playing it. And actually I'm like the only one for the movie. Everybody's like posted their behind the scenes like stuff. And I still haven't because social media, I just feel anytime I want to post, I'm like, no, nothing's appropriate to post. Nothing, nothing. People, the day the strike ended, they're like, here I am in my makeup chair. And I'm like, I wish I could do that. But when I do, I have some videos of us getting into ping pong. But a lot of people were very competitive games people. America, there's a video I'll post. And when I do my behind the scenes at a game night, I was like, okay, I met my long lost competitive twin. Like she was as psycho about the rules and winning as I was.
So. Fun. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, yeah, it sounds like you guys all had a really good time, which is so lovely too.
I know. And I think they almost have lost my number or something.
Oh, really? Oh, they don't talk to you anymore.
Yeah. Well, I do. I talk to them. And anytime I hear from them, I'm like, oh my God, they love me.
Keep it cool. Keep it cool.
Yeah, chill out, man.
Me and my friends.
That's fine. We're all close friends.
No, on the carpet of the Barbie premiere, Issa, when I said hi to her, she's like, you know, I tell everybody you're my work husband. And I was like, well, I'm going to go. I can die.
Yeah. Oh, when Issa says, when they're like, the president, or like, I invited the president or something like that. And she goes, I am the president. Welcome. You're welcome. Yeah.
Yeah, the president's here. You're welcome. Oh, there's like so many lines that they cut. Like when Ryan gets hurt in the beginning, like running at the wave and we're all standing there, she did like a few takes where she goes, I don't want to be here. And we just like walk away. She's like, you know what? I'd rather be anywhere else but here. Or like, this isn't interesting. Just walk away. She was perfect.
Oh, so many amazing people in this movie. You're so crazy. And but you included, honey.
Which is why I'm not going to get invited to anything.
Hey, put the good, positive energy out there. Okay.
They need me on the dance floor.
Okay, good. That's right. She's a queen, and she's here. I think it's time for PLT stories.
D.
Oh gosh.
It's pretty short. But we have a friend. She's an actress. Back in the day when we were making our YouTube skits, as people like to call them.
Right, skits.
But we were making our YouTube content. We used this friend / actress a few times. She has a certain look and she's a really nice girl. So we put her in some of our content. And one day we're walking down, I think, Davie Street in Vancouver. And I'm with my girl, Amy. And we run into her and we hadn't seen her for a while. We haven't worked together. And we're like, hey, no, shoot the shit for a sec. And then we're like, so how are you? What's new? And she like looks at us. She's like, well, I'm directing the new Batman movie. Amy and I are, you know, we're just kind of like, we're not rude or anything, but we're just like, we need a little more context. Like, you're not making the next giant Batman, you know, franchise movie. Yeah. And so it was like, apparently it was some just like local, I don't know, short fan film or something, but she should have worded it like that instead of just saying, well, I'm directing the new Batman movie, and said it so proudly and so confidently, like that was actually happening.
And the new Batman movie, not a new Batman movie.
No, that's a very good point. And that's basically it. And to this day, I want to say that was 10 years ago, and we still joke about it.
It will come up. Ryan and I, I'll be like, yeah, what are you doing? And he'll be like, directing the new Batman movie. Like, it will come up as much as we can. Mm. I will never forget it. The confidence, the confidence, the gall, and the bravery to dead seriously and mean it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, really, like, drive it home. I wish I'd known that story when the cast was asking me, they're like, what does everybody have up next? Yeah. I got to meet, like, Well, guys, I'm directing the new Batman.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You are? Who's the new Batman? Hey, we haven't figured it out yet.
I'm directing the new Batman. This person was not in regular TV and film.
No.
As soon as she left, we both went, didn't ask one question, obviously.
Have you ever tried to find like the movie?
There's no movie.
No, she probably was in talks to do something.
A little student film. I got deep on Amazon the other day and found a student film that we watched. I didn't know it was a student film. I've never laughed. I have to say, I've never laughed in my life.
Maybe it was a student film.
Maybe.
I'm directing the new Batman movie. And then she walked away and we were like, I can't. We need to hurry up. Yeah. Hurry up and go home so we can talk about this.
Yes, anyway, I think we'd put our hands over our crotches because we were laughing so hard. We're going to piss our pants. Anyway, that's about it. She's a fucking PLT.
She's a fucking PLT.
She's a PLT. There's no other PLTs here. She's the PLT. And if you're listening, girl, well, she's actually, I don't want to say anything else.
No, she's, listen, she's a nice girl, but why did you say that to us?
Yeah, why did you say that to us? Maybe it was an adult film because she likes to dabble in those.
You've said too much.
Oh, Batman? Ooh, no, I can't believe I said that.
Maybe it was a Batman porn.
Yeah, maybe it was.
And maybe this whole time she was like, yeah, I did. And it was a Batman porn and I directed it. So it's like the next porn and it happens to be Batman. And this whole time we were thinking that she told us truly.
Yeah.
But that's what it sounded like.
Maybe it was Batman Forever Anal.
Yes.
Forever Botox.
Forever Botox anal.
Anal, yeah.
Yeah.
Jazlyn, you're up.
Jazlyn is up. So that's me. So this story, I'm going to give it a go. It's about my mom, and she told this to us at her house the other day. So Jenny and I were at her house. She was celebrating our birthdays a month late.
I did, yeah. I noticed that.
Nice. Nice family. Anyways, she invites the girl who's living downstairs, who actually is friends with my brother. She came up lovely, was really nice. She said, would you like to stay for dinner? And she said, I'm not sure. Am I imposing? She said, stay. We'd love to have you. And so she stayed. We had some wine. She doesn't drink. So she went and got some alcohol-free spirits, spirit-free drinks. And so she came upstairs and we had some dinner. We had some Greek. And we start talking. And we're talking.
What did you have for dinner?
Greek.
Okay, I just didn't hear you the first time.
Greek. So anyways, we're talking. And we're talking about spas and massages. And it comes up. And my mom, you know, she's sort of like, she's a girly girl. But she's, you know, we'll get her nails done once in a while. She's not very like, I don't know. She's just kind of a regular nice gal. Okay. And anyways, we're talking about spas. We're talking about this big, beautiful spa here that's called Circle Wellness. Sorry, it's not very big. It's small. It's like a boutique, but it's like very expensive. It's nice, like, you know, a nice place. Okay. She wants to get in on the convo because there's four gals talking about some stuff that she wants to get in on. Well, she's having some wine. Okay. She's sometimes I get like my mom on this. We get on highs where we're like, oh my God, this is fun. And like, I'm going to have another one. Like, I'm going to have another drink. And like, we're going to.
Let's really go for it.
Let's go. We're having girl talk. And like, you know, she's having a nice time. Yeah,
you're all in the same cycle by now.
We're all matched. We're synced with our periods. Yeah. She doesn't get hers anymore. But all of a sudden she starts bleeding. Yeah.
Look, everybody.
Look, everyone, my period's back. So she gets her period. We're all screaming. It's weird.
Yeah.
I grab a Super Plus. That doesn't work. I've got to. Anyways, she's had three kids. It's none of your business. So anyways, she starts talking. She goes, well, have you ever heard of a Himalayan salt spa? And she's loving herself. I'm like, what? No, like, what's that? That sounds interesting. I don't know much about Himalayan salt. And she's like, oh, yes. Me and your Auntie Cammy went to one down the street. And I'm like, down the street? Where? And she's like, well, you know where the A&W is. And I say, well, yeah, because we go there. We get some dubs, you know, when we feel like it. Mm-hmm. Go get A&W, you know, yeah. She doesn't want to cook. And I said, well, yeah, I know where it is. And she says, well, it's a, you know, the little plaza across from there. And I say, yeah. And she goes, it's in there. I said, I don't think so. And she says, I'm telling you, it's in there. So I Google it up and I'm like, I don't see it, Mom. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
We went to this amazing Himalayan salt spa. And I'm telling you, the experience, ladies, amazing. And I'm like, I don't. It's not even there. Anyways, I do a little Google Earth. You know, you can go right in and start walking along the streets.
You're a big Googler.
And I find it. So I say, oh, I'm going to take a little look at this. Sounds neat. She's really talking it up. She says, you get in there and it's wall to wall Himalayan salt. You sit in this chair and I'm thinking you're sitting in it's a private experience. You're, you know, the way she's talking about it, it's like the light. I'm like, well, what do you do? She's like, nothing. You just go and you sit in this chair and it is amazing. I'm thinking the lights are off. There's a chair that's so, you know, lying down. There's music. Maybe you're naked. Mm. Well, I can go into the spa on Google and I can see the pictures. The waiting room looks like an underground, someone's like underground fucking dungeon weird waiting room at first. Okay. So I'm like, the fuck is this? Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'm silently, they're talking. She's saying she can't believe this experience she's had. We really have to try it. Well, I decide to walk down the hall in this place. The spa has outdoor furniture as the chairs. It's a lawn chair that you sit in, a plastic like lawn, like patio chair. And the lobby has those like wicker outdoor patio waiting chairs that you sit in. And when you go back, it is the trashiest fucking rinky dink. There's some salt things all around. It is an open space and you all line up and sit beside each other. There's a play zone for children in the spa right in front of the chairs with toys and stuff your kid can sit at and play while you sit amongst the salt. Yeah. And it was... really sweet. And it was the trashiest little thing I've ever seen in my life. And I started I was bawling laughing only because she was like, girls, you've never had an experience like this. I'm like, mom, this is fucking outdoor furniture. What is
somebody like opened it up because they had like an excess of bags of like street salt. Yes. Like, get our Himalayan.
100%. And she's loving it. I'm like, what did you do in there? She's like, you just sit in the lawn chairs. Like, you sit in these fucking plastic lawn chairs and you don't do anything. She's like, yep. And she's like, it was a good price too. I think, I haven't been in years, but I'd like to go back. And I was like, mom, this is the trashiest thing I've ever fucking seen in my life. Mm-hmm. You paid probably way too much and nothing happened for you. Okay. You should not have gone there. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'll put some pictures on our Patreon. It was fucking hilarious. I was dying. And she's a PLT.
She's a huge PLT.
She's a PLT. Wow.
Oh, she was just trying to fit in with the girls.
She was trying to fit in with the girls and she wanted to talk about this Himalayan salt spa and it was fucking hilarious and I feel bad, okay? I know everyone's feeling bad right about now because she was just trying to have a nice time, but it was hilarious and when you see the pictures, you're going to die.
When you laughed at her, did she like it? Or was it Amy? Amy, stop.
She started hysterical. Well, first she didn't like and then she started hysterically laughing and then she almost pissed her pants.
Okay, good.
So that was
fine. But it was just her period.
Yeah, but then it was just her period. She said, something's happening and we thought, we're synced.
So you got another super plus.
You had to get two super plus. Wow. That's none of your business.
A super plus.
Anyways, that's it.
Okay.
I'm a PLT too. Fine.
Yeah, you're a little bit.
All right, Scott, you're up.
Oh, all right. It's funny. As you were telling that, I was like, oh, I have like six PLT spot stories, but I'm not going to go there. Okay. I was like, I don't want to, you know, I'm going to, this one's, I guess, PG. But when I was a child, probably like 7 or 8, 9-ish, whatever, we didn't have like pets or anything, but we got a fish, like each of, we actually had a Japanese fighting fish, which was a crazy little thing that, you know, opens up when it sees its reflections. My brother and my sister each got like a little guppy with like these big tails and I got a goldfish. And the next day we came in and the Japanese fighting fish had like bit off the tails of like the other guppies. And so we had to separate them. My goldfish was in its like own tank and I had named it Goldie because I was very creative. And we were sitting at dinner one night and we were talking about we were going to get a dog. And we were like, what should we name the dog? Everybody's like throwing out suggestions. And I had just read the book. I'm pretty sure it was, I should have looked this up before, Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing, where I think it's like Judy Blume, named her pet after a pet that had died. And I said, I was like, oh, we could do that. But, you know, we don't have a pet that died. And my dad goes, like, kind of as an aside to my mother, my aunt was there too. It was like, you know, family dinner. He was like, well, we could name it Goldie. And like, I kind of heard it. And like, I looked at my dad and like my mother gave him that look of like, you know, Bob, like stop. And they all kind of chuckled. And like, I was like, what? And I got up and I ran to the fish tank and it was empty. And it had been empty for over 2 weeks.
Wait, why did you check on pet, your-
The fish died. The fish had died. And I didn't know. They were like, are we going to tell him? And they're like, it was 2 weeks and I hadn't noticed. So.
Oh my God.
It was. Oh, it was, but it was just, and I lost my shit. I started bawling. And like the way they like got it together was like, to be fair, you like, you say you loved this pet that you didn't notice it was missing.
And you own a dog to this day?
This dog, I can never be a parent, like helicopter parent. This dog, well, first of all, I'm surprised he's still in the room. Anytime I start doing any kind of Zoom or anything, I'll open my computer, he'll get up and walk to the other room. And I'm like,
he's like this, bitch.
Little kids will just be like a 4-year-old will be like, why is your hair disappearing? And you're like, well, I'm like, thank you. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just, without saying anything, he's like, I do not want to hear you speak.
Wow. No.
And then honorable mention, this will be a quick story. In high school with my ex-girlfriend, he likes to tell the story. We would be like at a party, and if we like went to the other room and started like fooling around, anytime it got to like anything more than like kissing or like touching, she said like I would pick a fight. Like I would just be like, I'd be like, what'd you say?
Yeah.
And she's like, what? I'm like, you bitch. I'm like, I can't. And I would leave and storm out, and all my friends would be like, what? I'm like, I she's a bitch. And she'd come out and be like, I don't know what I did.
No, hold on. That is the most relatable fucking thing.
Oh, like ever. Crazy. But like it would always happen. Just as it got like right to like the edge of like my belt line, like my waistline, ooh, I'd be like, what'd you say?
Oh my God. Hold on. Wait, Ryan, let's do it right now. You're Scott and yeah. I'm the girl. Come on. Mm. I am. Hey, yeah. I want to touch a crotch.
I don't know.
Come on, here I come.
Kiss again. This is a little more kiss.
No, I want. Here I come. I'm going to touch. I'm going to touch.
What are you doing?
I'm touching.
Why
your crotch.
Would you say that to me the other day?
I did.
You're a bitch from hell. Greg told me, and I even talked to your mother the other day. She said you're a bitch from hell. I'm out of here, Clarette.
My name's not Clarette.
Well, I'm dating a couple of girls. I thought you should know, but I'm out of here. You ruined this opportunity for yourself.
Wait, Scott, please.
And just like a little tag, but now one of my ex-girlfriends from middle school is my therapist, my current therapist.
No way.
Isn't that funny?
Whoa, what's that like? Is that okay?
It's incredible. She like specializes in something that like she posted on Facebook. She was a therapist specializing in something that I needed help with.
Yeah.
And I wrote her and I was just like, is this like, I don't know if this is like, you know, weird or whatever. And she's like, why don't we just meet? And if you're comfortable with it. And like, it's incredible because she grew up with me and like, she went to high school. Like I always get worried about sharing personal business about like my brother. Like you can't like, I don't trust like anybody. She doesn't give a shit. She grew up with him. She knows him. She knows my family. She knows how psycho everyone in my family is. And we have the same childhood experiences growing up at like the same children's theater and like schools. So it like really eliminated a lot of like backstory and having to explain who the people in my life that made me this way
are. Yes, like, that is amazing. I always think about it. Good. I'm so glad. And I'm so glad that you were able to find somebody like that, because I always think about that. People who, celebrities and people who have people in their life that are celebrities. Like, how do you trust, especially therapy is so important for people. How do you know who you can trust?
Yeah. Well, because and it's like, you know, it's confidential and there's all, you know, laws and everything. But like, that doesn't mean they're not sitting around at dinner with their husband or boyfriend and being like,
sure.
Like, of course.
Or taking a risk.
Exactly. It's like, but like literally she does not care. Like,
good.
Which is
good. Yeah. Okay, good. Okay.
Well, you're a PLT.
PLT is in one.
Yes.
I really like that a lot.
You're a huge, big PLT. Maybe the biggest PLT ever.
Probably the biggest PLT we've ever heard.
Oh, incredible. You should see the list I made.
We know. We
don't get me started on all the tweets that people said after Barbie about how, thank God there was a big Ken.
No.
A big Ken?
Wait, they're
Ken?
Like, they're hysterical. They're like, listen, I associate with Ken Scott because I too would wear pants and a shirt the entire time because I'm too doughy. To be sure, listen about it. One person said, they were like, he's not fat. It just looks like he enjoys a full holiday meal every now and then, which was
Scott?
My favorite.
A big Ken. Yeah.
I am amused and I'm really mad. But I do like big Ken.
Like, we saw big Barbies, but like there wasn't a big Ken. And people are like, are you blind? He was like next to Ryan the whole time.
Well, next to Ryan. To be fair, anyone next to Ryan Gosling is a big Ken.
Listen, I'll take it. I'll give some people. Somebody call me a regular wasted Ken, which I will take. But like, not for nothing. As I said in the beginning, I did kind of look like this, like just from cheek to
Big Ken.
Order, like, no job.
Big Ken to set, please. Big Ken to set.
Big Ken XL to XL Ken. I'm actually the cow bite. I have XL here, but okay, sure. Anyways, okay, oh, so we're going to end the episode like we always do with a question, and then that's it.
Like every episode, we end with a question. This week's question: if you were at Dollywood, you're familiar?
Oh, yeah.
And you went to the you went to the washroom, but you accidentally took a wrong turn, and you walked into a room where you saw Dolly Parton running an underground fight club. What would you do? And she's like beating the shit out of people.
I would probably start by quoting the entire movie 9 to 5 to her. I'd be like, I'll change the hand with one shot. Like one of the greatest movies ever.
Yes.
You wouldn't quote Fight Club, but you would quote 9 to 5.
No, Fight Club, please. I don't need that toxicity in my life.
No. Okay. That's a good answer. Yeah. Do you want to answer?
Yeah, sure. I'd go in and I'd be like, whoa, she'd be like, get the fuck over here, Steele. And I'd be,
she'd know you?
She'd be like, yeah. She knows the podcast. Oh. She'd be like, get the fuck over here, Steele.
Dolly just turned me on, that impression.
Thank you.
Get over here, Steele.
Sorry. She does talk like that. Get over here, Steele. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, hey, Dolly. She's like, take your fucking shirt off, pussy. And I'd be like, okay, Dolly. And then she'd fucking clock me right in my fucking chin. She's like, you ready, bitch? And I go, don't call me bitch, Dolly. And she goes, shut up, F word. No.
She called you the gay F word?
Yeah, she called
did
me
she
that.
Say the word or did she say F word?
No, she said the word because she said, I'm an ally and I give lots of money to charities. And I'm like, that's right. So I would let her call me that. And then she'd punch me again below the belt. And I'd be like, ow, Dolly. But I would just take it because she's fucking Dolly Parton. And it's a story that I can tell my grandkids one day. And then I'd try to punch her. And then all the security would come. And they'd be like, whoa, man. And then they fucking take me out and they kick me out of Dollywood.
Yeah.
This sounds like the Batman franchise.
It sounds like you're about to direct the next Batman movie.
Well, I'm hoping.
I don't know. Okay, so this is what I would do. Yeah. I'm at Dollywood. I am just on a high. Mm. I am running around. I'm by myself. I've driven there.
From Vancouver.
I've broken up with Jenny. I'm like, I'm going, and I don't know if I'm coming back. Yeah. Because when I get there, I don't know what will happen to me internally, externally. I don't know.
You don't know?
And so I'm looking around. I'm writing in my notebook what I see, you know, for memories. And then I take a wrong turn, and I go open a door, and it goes creak. And then all I hear is like, yeah, come on, get him. And then Dolly and I clock each other. And then I know, because I'm a lesbian and, you know, I'm very butch, extremely masculine.
Bull Dyke is what they call me.
Scott, the hat. Like, you know how I am. And when I got on here, remember Scott was like, oh, I forgot you were a Bull Dyke. And I was like, okay. Anyways, and we moved on. And then, so Dolly and I clock, and then I'm wearing big combat boots again, because I'm a Bull Dyke, Diesel Dyke, whatever, what have you.
Yeah.
And I start, and I walk over to her and she goes, oh yeah. And I go, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, do your worst, Dak. And then I go, what did you call me? And she goes, Dak. And I'm like, no, seriously, what? Because I can't really understand what she's saying. She goes, Dak. And I go, wait, what? A what? And she goes, you're Dak. And I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. And she was like, shut up, Dak.
She tried again.
Yeah, still. She tried again. And then I was like, okay, you're a Dak. And we got like, but I didn't even know what I was calling her. And then all of a sudden, it boink, that's the saying, right? Mm-hmm. Boink, when a light bulb goes off.
Yeah, yeah.
So it goes, I go, boink. And I fucking turn to my right and I roundhouse kick her full set of tits off her body. And it goes, and they fling back. And then I do a back handspring and I kick her with my combat boots up her face.
Wow.
Her head explodes off her body.
Explodes.
But she's like a chicken when a head goes off, and she's still, the nerves are still going.
No tits and no head.
No. And then her tits, I grab her tits out of the sky and I put them on my tits. And then I hear someone go, finish her. And then I'm like, I know what to do. So I just go up to her and I go, I blew, fell over. And then the next thing I knew, I was being hoisted up in the middle of the next thing I knew.
Next thing, yeah.
I was being hoisted up in the middle of the ring, and they were going, Dak, Dak, Dak. And I was like, again, I don't know what it is, but I'm the new queen.
Yes.
And then I live at then I stayed at Dollywood.
Wow. And they changed it to Dykewood.
They changed it to Dykewood.
Dykewood.
Yeah.
Bulldog and F word just running Dolly's
just bike. Running the
She's
show.
She's an ally.
She's an ally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Scat.
What a pleasure.
What an absolute pleasure.
If you haven't checked out Barbie yet, you can rent it now, I think.
This was so fun. Cut out anything bad.
Just we're gonna cut it all out, honey. Yeah, it's none of it is usable.
That's gonna make it. Yeah.
Yes.
But it's honestly, if you haven't seen Barbie, what the hell is wrong with you? Something's up.
Yeah, he's the big Ken.
He's the big Ken.
You'll see me. Can't miss her.
He's hard to miss.
The big hey, okay. He's the most beautiful Ken I've ever seen in my life, and he's
We like a thick girl.
No, we do like a thick girl. Whatever you identify as, honey, we're here for it. And you're just a pleasure.
Yeah, listen, I like it. I got these legs. I'll take them.
Please. And so come back again, y'all. Come back again,
and
y'all.
Whenever you want me. I love you guys. I love doing this.
Okay, so. we love
you
too.
Next week.
Yeah. No, yeah, cool. We'll see you next
Christmas
week.
Christmas episode.
Free.
Yay. Okay, well, love you, honey. Follow Scott on Instagram.
Oh, yes.
Follow everything he does. Mm-hmm. And this was a true treat, so thank you. And hey, we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time, baby.
Thanks for tuning in to Poor Little Thing, the podcast. We love you. And if you love us, please don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Ryan and Amy Show. If you want to see exclusive content and extra goodies, join our Patreon and strap in because it gets wet and wild. And as we always say, you poor little thing.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.